Okay, so we finished the three protectors for the three great divisions of the Lam Rim teachings. And now we'll continue from there. Ning, we're on 92A, 1, 2, third line. Chukil Namgi Drodon Tumba Jarso Deta Yinching. So that's how we apply those three guardians that you are visualizing to the three great divisions of the Lam Rim teachings. Shindu Nyur Sangyawala. But if you really want to get enlightened fast, Lama Yidam Sokyang Lamgi Drodan Tumba Jatsu, then there's a way that you should ask your own teacher to be your Dharma protector. Okay? And then their advices and their activities will relate to each of the Lam Rim steps, okay? He doesn't say teacher, he says Lama Yidam. Lama Yidam means your close angel, your teacher. Okay? I like it when they use the words together. Okay? Lama Yidam. Sokyang Lamki Dunantumaja. Jetsun Jamyanki Tsongkapa Chambala Sumbe Sapsang Tayepa Yokyang. On this point of how your own teacher can be your Dharma protector. And again, we're not talking about the current controversy about one odd protector that you never heard of and don't worry about it. Okay, we're not talking about that. We're talking about your own teacher being protecting you. He says, Manjushri, who's the embodiment of all the enlightenment of the Buddhas, he was Jetsongkhapa's Lama and Yidam, his close angel. Okay, and there's a beautiful story of how Jetsongkhapa tried to find him and tried to make contact with him. You know, people. I also have spent days crying on the stairs outside my house because I can't be close to my Lama that day. Something like that. He had to work very hard to be close to his teacher, okay? Physically close. And the story is very beautiful. We did an art book. It's a big, beautiful art book with some rare paintings, and you can read the story in there sometime. I think it's going to come out in a paperback like 2 years ago. We're working on it, okay? I don't know exactly what's happening, but it's supposed to come out. Dear Judah Mirum, so he says there are infinite secret exchanges that went on between Jetsongkhapa and his Lama on the subject of protection. Dear Judah Mirum, it would be improper to describe them in a public lecture. Okay. Kongi Yeyungi Chukyongnam Dang. The general Dharma guardians who are in this particular visualization, and the Kebasungi Chudak Dinam, the particular protectors of these three sections of the Lam Rim, Kongok Tekar Kelwa Jalka, they should be at the same level. Okay, there's this big deal in visualizations that, you know, people of the same status should be at the same level. Okay. Chago, kyamdu miknam ngar tembadang, ogne kyang jungshing. I want to draw your attention, if you're studying Tibetan, to the word miknam here. Okay, where is that, Ning? It's the last word of the third line and the first word of the next paragraph. So there's a paragraph that ends in mik. Yeah. That miknam, okay, the word mikpa is difficult. It can mean alambana, right, in Sanskrit, meaning the thing that you are focusing towards, right? Then there's a headstand called niralambana, shirshasana, right, which means you're You don't have, alambana means the support for consciousness, but in yoga, asana, it means the support for the body. So that means you do a headstand without the arms, like Dharmamitra. It's the only person I know who can really do it. You know, few other people play with it. Then that's called Nirnalambana. Okay. Then I think there's a thing in the, what is that? Anusara, the invocation, how's that go? Nirnalambaya. Yeah, I don't think they know what it means. But, I mean, frankly, I'm not criticizing, but Nirnalambana means mikme, mikme. So what's mikme? This is the... this is the mantra of Jetsam Kapa, right? And mikme tsewa means niralambana. That's in the Anusara invocation. And nir means no, none, like nil comes from that. Alambana means support, okay? What does that mean? It means that, specifically, that is it possible to serve and love other people and at the same time understand that they're coming from you? Okay? Like, that's a little tricky, right? Okay? Like, this person's angry all the time. I have to help them. Right? And then at the same time that you're giving them advice about not being angry, you have a full understanding that you're seeing them because you're an angry person. Okay? Like, is it possible to go to take someone to Starbucks and give them advice about their financial situation or their anger, and at the same time have a full realization that they are coming from your anger and from your lack of generosity? Okay? That's why you're seeing them. So Jetsam Kapa had this extreme ability to help someone even as you realize that they're coming from you. Okay? And that's called mikme. No alambana, niralambana. And it's the highest form of love. Okay? Can you love a person and all their weaknesses and still know that they're coming from you? Or could we say even more deep, can you love another person perfectly with all their faults unless you know that they're coming from you? Okay? Can you really love them fully if you don't understand that every fault you see is coming from you? Okay? That's a beautiful idea, I think. Okay. Anyway, the reason I got into that is we have alambana here. Miknam means alambana. But in the study of the Lam Rim, alambana means how you practice those subjects. The idiot's guide to enlightenment. Each step. So generally, miknam means an object of visualization. But in the Lam Rim, you have to understand that the word kind of morphs. And it means the spiritual subjects which you must master. Like impermanence of your body, or compassion, or shamatha, perfect meditation. These are all miknams in the Lam Rim. Those of you who are studying Tibetan, don't get stuck on this word, which normally means an object of meditation or an object of consciousness. In the Lam Rim, it means an object of practice or of realization. Okay? All right, where were we? Miknam. I'm going to tell you more about taking refuge in the sections to come. I'm not trying to teach you refuge here. I've said some things about it. Ok, in Tibetan they say kong and ok. Kong means upper floor. And in scripture it means in the pages before. And when you say below, bottom floor, you mean the stuff that's still to come. Okay, so I'm going to tell you more about refuge. It wasn't my intention to talk about refuge here. I said some things, but tune in for more. Okay. Lama Dong Kwanjo Rinpoche Shepa Ne Zedu Su Shepi Parni. Then Pabongkwa Rinpoche made a point that one of the sections in the recitation text, which I'll try to give you next time, okay? Zedu Su Shepi Padu, where you say, I take refuge in the three jewels and in my Lama. Up to I take refuge, that this was a tradition of the Sakya lineage, which we have copped. You know, like that was a nice section, so we took it into a Galupa refuge text. Okay, right. He's probably making a statement, right, about that Sangha thing. Right? He's crediting another tradition. It's like, this is an idea from the Baptist that we thought was cool. And so we put it in, you know. And I think it's, again, it's his attempt to be ecumenical. You'll notice that in the Tibetan, where are we? Nying Sung So. You got that? Nying, end of the fourth paragraph. Last two words. Sung So. Okay, see the Sung So? Sung So means he said. All right, Sung So means he said. Every once in a while, the editor of this book, who is? Trigyal Rinpoche, the teacher of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and my teacher's teacher, every once in a while, he will say, he said. Why? He wants you to be sensitive that this is a transcript. This is a recording of a lecture in the days before tape recorders, okay? And he wants you to know he will throw in every once in a while soon, which is the honorific for he said. It's like he honorably bespoke, you know. And he just every once in a while he'll throw in a soon to remind you that you are listening to his teacher teach, okay? This soon comes here because the next part starts with Nyin Ngapar. Say Nyin.
Nyin.
Ngapar.
Ngapar. Okay.
Nyin means day. Ngapar means on the fifth. So we finished 4 days now. Okay? In what? 2.5 years. we have finished the first 4 days of teaching. Yay! Okay. All right. So if you think these classes are long, he taught, normally he would teach for 12, 14 hours a day, like that. And it was a killer. Like you, for the last 2 hours, you got to go to the bathroom and you're like, you know. And that's hard. In the monastery, these things can go on for, Lama Sopa teaches sometimes till all night, right? Anyway, we're on the fifth day. I'm gonna taste. Oh, yes, I do. You want to get it out? Okay. Ning needs more of the text. That's pretty. That's formatted okay, I think. Not sure. Okay, fifth day. Belden Papa Ludu Kisungle. So it's a tradition when you start a new day in Tibet. That you would, do you guys mind if we just go straight through? Right, we got like 45 minutes or something, roughly. Me and Ning are on this total honesty kick, okay? He's better at it than I am. 53 minutes. All right. okay. So, it's a tradition when you start a new day. Of the, we really are. It's a tradition when you start. When you have some rough times in your life, it's good to tighten down on your morality, okay? Just in general, okay? That's just a general good thing to do. Okay, on the fifth day, he will quote some inspiring person to start his lecture, okay? And he will also review from the day before. So when you are teaching, you should appreciate that it's good to pick up on the last 10 minutes of the day before and get the students' minds back onto what you were talking about. It's also a tradition in Tibet that you should review everything you learn 3 times before the next class. And that's challenging, right? When you're in a packed schedule. So you can just do it quickly, like just when you're eating or something, glance at your notes or something. It's much more powerful if you can look at it 3 times. It's good to do it once right after the teaching, like within a few hours after the teaching. Just try to flip through your notes and look at it. A great way to fulfill this tradition is to sit with friends and talk about what the Lama said. Because everybody hears something different, okay? And you will learn a lot from sitting with other people. I think as of this evening you can talk, right? When can they? At dinner. Okay? So at dinner you can talk. And I apologize that I haven't kept silence very well outside of the classroom and the organizers. Because we just have it's a lot of stress to organize everything. And we could probably be better at it, and we'll try. So try to review things 3 times, okay, before the next class. Also, you'll be getting today an evaluation form about this retreat. And I'd like to ask you to take it very seriously and fill it out. It's more helpful for us, your criticism, than your praise. Okay? It's more helpful for us if you tell us what needs to be improved. Okay? So, you know, you can write down that Geshe Michael's amazing. That's okay. And then, okay? But after that, it would be more helpful if you really thought carefully about what can be improved. Okay? And any complaint you have is allowed. You don't have to write your name on the evaluation form. I would like to know, personally, what I'm doing good and what I'm not doing so well. Okay? That would help me. And each teacher that you've had, yoga teacher or massage therapist or Dharma teacher, it would be more helpful for all of us, right, Janiel? If you'd just be honest and say one thing you liked, okay, so that it's softer, and then say something that you felt could really be improved. Because we all need to improve. And in your own teaching, you should encourage that also. You should. In DCI, we always hand out an evaluation form. And then on the last day, the staff always gets together and does a self-criticism of our own performance and each other. And then the thing gets better and better. If you just write down, everything was nice, and I love Geshe Michael, and it's okay, but it doesn't help us improve, okay? So be brutally honest in what you really thought and what you want to be improved. And you don't have to put your name, okay? And we do read them. We studied them. The last ones we studied for this time. Everybody. They went around. There was like, you know, 300 pages. And it was very good. You made good suggestions. And it helps get better every time, okay? Okay, Sungne. So he's quoting, Pakpa means? Arya. Yeah, Arya means, okay, so the Nazis used Arya for a bad thing, you know. And what do you call it? The neo-Nazi guys in America. Arya means superior person or something. In ancient Sanskrit, it means a person who is special because of something they saw, something they understood. So Arya means a person who has seen emptiness directly. In Buddhism, it means that, and it's a beautiful thing. Okay. I think the most beautiful words, the demons tend to corrupt their meaning in the world, like guru or something. Guru comes from a root guru. Use changed to a use, grau. They get what they call enhanced vowels. And then the AU changed to AV before a vowel, and it becomes gravity. Okay? And it means gurus are heavy. Okay? Okay? The root is the same. And it means if you do something good towards them, you get lots of powerful good karma. And if you do something bad towards them, you get lots of powerful bad karma. Can you disagree with them? Yes. Can you question them? You should, you have to. But not disparage them, right? That's different. Just to say he's a stupid head, that's bad karma. To say, I don't understand what you said about that, and I'm not sure I agree with that, that's good karma, okay? To question a guru is good karma. To just say bad stuff about them is bad karma, okay? All right. Papa Ludup Kisungne Nagarjuna said, okay, Ludup means Nagarjuna, Arya Nagarjuna said, Kanshi Sender Rinchen Chepa Yi, Nyan Kyu Chapar Gipa Dewe Kyang, Kanshi Mir Kene Dipe Le, Gipa Deni Che Rap Lumbalak. Okay. I'd love to do some Nagarjuna. I think we might have some free time in New York in the spring, and maybe we'll start some Nagarjuna. Okay? We're thinking about it with Sri Jewels. Because I've never really done Nagarjuna, straight Nagarjuna, and you know, it'd be nice. Anyway, maybe we could do the letter to the king, which is very powerful. I'll think about it. Okay? Suhar Lekha. Anyway, Kashi Senu Rinchen Tepayi, anyone who takes a golden bowl, okay, a bowl made of pure gold, okay? Rinchen Tepa means studded with precious jewels. Nyen Kyuk Chakpar Kipa, and uses it to keep poop and vomit. is the verb comes later, Lumbalak, okay, is a fool. Okay, they are a fool. The way, the instrumental is the comparative. Dewe Kyang means more stupid than them. Okay, but there's someone more foolish than that. Okay. Kashi Mirukini, a person who has taken a human life, who has been born into a human life, and then hurts other people. Okay? A person who has been fortunate enough to be born as a human being and then hurts other human beings or other living creatures, okay? Is more of a fool. Dikpele. Che Rab means infinitely more foolish. Okay? Alright? So the idea is that our life is a vessel. And how are you going to fill it? With poop and vomit or with noble things? Okay? Che Lung Tang De, he quoted that text. Kun Long Chupa Dordu Shik Sung Ne. Then he reminded us that we should be here for the right reason. Okay? We should be here for the right reason. What? I think it's a fine motivation to say, I want to be happy, okay? I just, you know, I'd like to learn Tibetan verbs, that's nice, Geshe Michael, and, you know, and I want to contribute to the refugee project also. But really, your goal as a Buddhist and your responsibility is to become a well-balanced, happy person. Okay, that's your goal, okay? An example for other people, okay? Successful, well-balanced, happy person. Successful as a person, kind, and attentive to others, and okay? And attentive to your own needs also, you know, healthy. So he reviewed why you should be in the class, okay? I'm here. Because, not because I want to learn more Tibetan verbs or like that. I want to get famous, be a famous teacher. I want to learn everything. It should be that I want to be a happy person because that's the best example. Okay? People learn by example. They don't care what you know. They ignore what you say. They even do the opposite of what you say in many cases. Okay? But they will follow your example. If you're happy, then if your goal for being here is to be happier, then that's a successful motivation. Okay? I want to be a happy person. So people can learn from me by example, by living example. Okay. Dordu Shik Sungne, Kun Long Dang Kunju Lepa Sel Tapar Semba Shu. And then he said, look, as we go through this next day of teachings, day number 5, please maintain that motivation. You know, I want to be a good example. I want to learn to be an exemplary person, which means a very happy person. Okay. Kunchu, kunlondang kunchu. Kunchu means, and please maintain your, not only your motivation during the next day, but also your behavior towards the other students, your behavior towards the teacher, your behavior towards the support staff, your motivation and your personal behavior should be especially good during a retreat or during a teaching. Okay. Semba shu means I beg you to listen that way. Okay, it's very powerful. Senje chuni, what are you going to listen to? Kyandengi kyebo sangye ki sardrupe. The steps on the path to enlightenment for people who have enough good karma to hear them. Okay, Jesus used to say over and over what? Yeah, if you have ears to hear, okay. If you can hear what I'm saying, you know. And many people couldn't, right? So he said, Kelnden in Tibetan means if you have enough good karma to even hear how to make good karma. All right? If you have the karma to be interested and turned on by this da, then you're Kelnden. It's a nice idea, okay? Shisangi kisardrupe. So kisaje denbe ngatarla. So he went over some of the general outline that he had already covered. Then he said, Shipa means big section number 4, which we're not reaching. He's just referring to it. Is Dambanguki Lomaji Dartiwe Rimbala Nyi Yope Le Yope. There are going to be 2 huge divisions of the Lamrim when we get to it, okay? We didn't get to it yet. I mean, not really. The first, one of those sections is called the actual stuff, the actual teaching, which we didn't get to yet, okay? How to lead disciples with the actual teaching. We didn't get to that yet. The first part of that is going to be, say, Shenyin Densu. Shenyin Densu. Shenyin is an abbreviation for Ge Wei Shenyin. Okay? Are you on it, Ningbo? Shenyin Densu? Shenyin is short for Ge Wei Shenyin. Ge Wei Shenyin is long for Geshe. Okay? So you can say Shenyin, or you can say Geshe, or you can say Ge Wei Shenyin. They all mean the same thing. It means a spiritual friend, a spiritual guide. Okay, and then recently it became a title. So I'm not sure that all Geshe's are Ge Wei Shenyins. Okay, because we can be very proud and arrogant and stupid. Okay, so you know they keep giving you awards and you get worse and worse. Then they give you that big yellow hat and it's over. Okay, so anyway. Shenyin Densu Ki Jowala. Now it's interesting, he's doing a bait and switch. He's switching it on you. He was telling us, I'm teaching you the 6 preparations for meditation, the 6 preliminaries for meditation. We've done 3, which were cleaning your room, setting up your altar and making offerings, sitting down properly and taking refuge. Right? Those were the 3. So we've done 3 of the 6. Then now he's switching. He's not saying, I've been teaching you the preparations for a meditation. Now he says, I've been teaching you preparations for a session of relating to your Lama. Okay, that's cool. I've been teaching you, halfway through the preliminaries, he switches horses. In Tibetan they say, switch horse in the stream, halfway down the stream. Anyway, now he's calling it preparations for a session on being with your Lama. Okay. Jola Chudule. Nyurlam Marti Kap Jorchuduka Mundu Chingwata Shuna. So I'm going to follow the tradition called Nyurlam, which means fast track. Marti. And we talked about Marti last time. Anybody remember? Red teaching, which is what?
Yeah. Symbol of when a Tibetan Lama will do the teaching where they really get into this stuff a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Got it? Marchi means red teaching. And it's a reference to medical school, Tibetan medical school, where they'll take a corpse. And to illustrate the organs, they don't show you a drawing. They cut open a body. It's like, what's that exhibition nowadays?
Bodies.
Bodies? You. And I didn't have the guts to go. But that exhibition is a Marti. Marti means, oh, look, here's the... I did go to a yoga anatomy class, and they were doing bodies there. They were showing the muscles of a person who did do yoga. Oh, wow. And a person who didn't do yoga. And there's all this fuzz on between the muscle stria, the levels of the muscle. On a person who didn't exercise, there's, it looks like fungus or something. It looks like mold. And then a person who's been active or doing yoga, then although they died, they don't have the mold. Okay. Anyway. Okay. George Duka, Mundichuantashuna. So Kasang means yesterday. Okay, Kasang means yesterday. I went over with you three of the six preliminaries, which the red book says you should do before a Lama session. Okay. Now we're reaching step number four. Okay, yay. You're on preliminary number four. Here we go. By the way, I mean, we're scheduled not to get through with the six until the end of next retreat. Okay, the next teaching in Phoenix and then the next retreat. We'll probably be done with the six preliminaries. And then we can start the text. Okay. This is the most detailed presentation that I'm aware of in Tibet of the preliminaries. And it's wonderful to have it in your toolbox. Okay. All right. How are we doing? Half an hour. 35 minutes. Okay. 34 minutes. Jorwe Chö Shiba Tsokshin Samdapala. Now we're going to visualize the garden. Okay? There's a visualization called the garden. Okay? And technically it's called the karma garden. Okay? The karma garden. What's that mean? He'll talk about it. But it means, as I said, before a meditation, just before a meditation, you try to do some last-minute good karma collection. And you try to do some last-minute bad karma cleaning. Just before, in the few minutes before meditation, you try to crank up your karmic seeds. Okay? That's called karma garden, or tsokshing. Shing means a field, a farming field. And tsok means collecting good karma. But it's short for tsok, sak, dipjang, right? Okay. Sandabala, jetsong kapa chembu. Then he's going to quote Jetsong Kapa, which is tradition in our lineage, okay? If you're going to give a talk, then when you reach a new subject, you would quote Jetsong Kapa, okay? Who is the teacher of the first Dalai Lama and the greatest Lama ever to set foot on this planet, okay? I think, okay. He said, Nyena tsigmi sin, samna dunmi go, gomna gyulami ge. Okay, very depressing words. Nyena tsigma sin means I listen, but I can't retain anything. Samna dunmi go. That refers, by the way, he's referring to the three great practices of Buddhist pedagogy. What's the other fancy word for education? I don't know. These are the three great steps of all Buddhist educating systems. The system of education in Buddhism always... What's that? There's another fancy word. Maybe it's pedagogy, but anyway... The way how to learn something in Buddhism always has three steps. Okay, tu sam gom. Say tu sam gom. In fact, my monastery is called Tu Sam Gong Ginling, a jewel island for Tu Sam Gong. Tu means classroom hours, Okay? Hours in front of a qualified lama. Hours sitting on a seat suffering in front of a qualified lama. Okay? It's just hours on the seat. Okay? It's probably like dance. It's just your progress is directly related to how many hours. Okay? So to how many hours? Sam means time you spend at home thinking about it. On the bus, on the plane, on the shuttle to the airport, at dinner with your friends is sam. Going over it in your own head, you know? And that process should take place now. It should start now. And the first week is very important. And I'm asking Venerable Jigme to get the audio up online immediately so that, you know, when they're on the way to the airport, they can get their personal hotspot going. Okay? And download them, okay? And you must, in the next 2 weeks, listen to them at home. Like, just what I do, I'm trying to learn Chinese, so I just turn it on my stereo, and I cook, and I do stuff, you know? I garden, I blast it out, you know? It makes the neighbors really happy, you know? I blast it out the windows, and I just walk around the house and brainwash myself, you know? So do that, okay? So you gotta have it ready, okay? Venerable Jigme, even just the first couple ones. Okay, that the link should be live and the minute they leave this place. Say again? It's up. Oh, she's in charge of a thing called the knowledge base. Yeah. Is it theknowledgebase.com? Theknowledgebase.com. I think he has, what, I don't want to exaggerate. I almost said 7,000 or 8,000 talks, but thousands of talks. Hundreds? Dozens. A couple?
Over 1,500 live, over 10,000 in the archives.
1,500 live and 10,000 in the archives. Okay. Separate talks. Yeah, separate talks. Okay. The baby was a big option. Anyway. just kidding. Anyway, you should thank her. She's been working on that for almost 20 years. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's a table in the bookstore with CDs. But anyway, it's all free. You can go online. You can hear thousands of talks. And you should, in the following week, just play it a couple times, okay? Play it a couple times over, all right? And then it will try to play it 3 times in the next month. And you don't have to concentrate on it. Sometimes you listen better if you're not concentrating, right? So turn it on and make a nice Spanish quiche or something. With Julia Child, okay, and it works, okay, all right. Where are we? Oh yeah, yeah. We said tusam gom. Oh, gom means meditate. Okay, so that's the process of Buddhist learning. There's a word. What is that? The process of education. Nah. I'll think of it after you leave. So first we spend hours with our teacher, then we spend hours staring out the window and thinking about it on the shuttle, and then we spend hours meditating in meditation on it. Okay, and that's the method of education in Tibet, and it's a good method. Okay? Anyway, he says our problem is when we listen, we can't retain anything. When we think about it, we don't understand anything. And when we meditate, nothing happens in our heart. Okay. Then he says, to Lloyd to Shinto Newell. Lloyd to Shinto Chungwa. We don't have very powerful minds. Dusu, and if that's what's happening with you or with me, Shingi to Latene Menga in, then we should ask for help from the garden. We should ask the garden for help. We should go to the garden, okay? So this whole thing is going to be about who is the garden, what happens in the garden, okay? You should seek the garden. Right? Then, Menga In. Menga In means this is the private advice of all the lamas, okay? This is what they whisper to you in private, okay? Menga In Sung Patar. Rare Nam Leki Deba Tukpo. Rang Re, again he uses that, what? Rang Re. Yeah, he uses the inclusive first person. People like us, which is a joke. Okay? Like, he doesn't have problems like that. Okay? But he's like, oh, guys like you and me, you know, we have Leki Jepa, we have karmic obstacles in our mind. Tukpo. What's Tukpa? Tukpa is Tibetan's rag out stew. Okay, you throw in all your leftovers and you make a stew. Tukpo isn't the same as tukpa. Tukpo means thick. Okay, so we have karmic obstacles. Tukpo, not tukpa. Tukpa is also a karmic obstacle if you eat too much before class. Okay, tukpa, tukpo, nimbe. This Numba is the same as Neda Numba. Mama Harta. Marma Hatta, sorry. Yeah, to press on a crucial point. So in yoga, in Tantra, when we do yoga, we are trying to reach certain crucial parts in the chakras that will change your meditation. Okay? And so Nun means to press. But here, what's pressing on us is very thick karmic shadows or blocks. Okay, tupa chekyang. Even though we sit in the class, sikmisin means we can't retain things. In Tibet, that can also mean we have trouble memorizing stuff. Okay, but I'm not even asking you to memorize, so don't. You're worse than that. Okay, samkyan dun jishin mi go means. And I think about what the Lama said, but I can't get all of it. Gomkyan topa gyula mikye. And I meditate, but I don't have any breakthroughs. Okay. Mikyewar utuk. Those of you who are learning Tibetan, that's a pretty cool idiom. It's the last word, yeah. Say utuk. Utuk means, let me get it right. Desperate. Yeah, to utukbekup means we are in a desperate straits. Desperate straits. We are in desperate straits. Our situation is desperate. Okay, utuk, like, I'll give you a good example of utuk, okay? I used to go hunting with my father. He trained me when I was a kid to shoot guns and high-powered rifle later. Then he took me out hunting, and we went with two other people one time in the snow, deep snow, on a mountain, and they got lost. They got lost in the forest, and we looked for them all night. We couldn't find them. So they were huddled under some bushes and trying not to freeze to death, and one guy had to poop. So he pooped. But the only paper he had in his pocket was dollar bills. Utugne. He used them. Okay, that's a good example of utuk. Okay, utuk means like, okay, all right? It means when you're really desperate. Or okay, okay, utupe cup. We are utuk because we have these karmic blocks and we study and we can't remember anything. And we meditate and nothing happens, you know? Okay. There was a good ending. I mean, we found them the next day, and I stopped hunting. I shot one deer, and I cleaned it with my own hands. The heart was still beating. And then I told my dad, I can't do this anymore. And he was really angry. But a terrible thing to do. Okay, anyway. So we have to find a garden. We have to find a special garden. We should plant our prayers in that garden. And we should clean the weeds from that garden. I spent all day yesterday cleaning weeds. Okay. I have a special method. The ground is so hard at my place, it's all rock, that I use a hammer to weed. The claw, the back of the hammer, I just bam, and maybe I can get a little weed out, you know. I spent the whole day yesterday. Anyway, that's cleaning out. I also went skateboarding, okay, Alejandro, because I'm trying to get it back. Sucks, sorry. We have a plan, but it's going to take a while. Sucks, sorry, Dip Jangni. I went to Ningbo's house and skateboarded. If your neighbors tell you somebody was there skateboarding, that's the only sidewalk around in about 20 miles. Soksak Dip Jang. We should weed our garden. And then you'll be able to make quick progress. Okay? Go to the garden, plant some seeds. Go to the garden, pull out some weeds, and you'll be able to make quick progress. Okay? Nyodwanyen. Deyang Jatsun Jambe Yang Nansongkapa Chimbe. One day, Jatsun Kapa said to his lama, who was Manjushri, okay? Topa nyudu gyula kiwe tapkala begu. This is the kind of thing you can ask your root lama, you know. How can I get realizations quickly? You know, how can I make a breakthrough quickly? Okay? Like for someone who's been studying, he had been studying for 20 years at that point. It's like a question you'd be embarrassed to ask anybody else. You know, like, how can I get things moving? It's not like happening for me, you know. Soksa Dipjan La Bepatang, you have to plant special seeds in the garden, and you have to pull weeds out of the garden. Then Be means you have to work on that. Nyerlengi Gyu Mingnam Kyongwa Sum Dila Be Gu. Nyerlengi Gyu means that you have to work on the things that will trigger. You have to work on the actual practice. Three practices that will trigger progress in you. There are three things that will trigger progress in you. Tsumbatara. So I guess he's going to list them now. Sum dil, the word dil, those of you who are learning Tibetan, dil means all wrapped into one. When you use, what do they call this stuff? Glad wrap? To wrap up cake or something? That's dil. But in practice, it means to do two or three things together, wrap them together. Okay? Sum dil. La bega sungbatar. Sok. Tip chunk give member dan suwa tapi chinlap shupa mepa mignam kyonwa latsun kul chekyan topa kiwa na shindu pushin kiming. Sok sak. Say it, sok sok. Dip chunk. So we talked about that idea already when we talked about sweeping your room. You're supposed to think, the mantra that the guy got, little path, the mantra he got was sok sok dip chunk, you know. Sok sok means try to make more good karma. Dip jang means try to get rid of your negative karmas, okay? Ki, gula mimba. And that will ripen your... Gyu means your mental continuum, the stream of your mind. In Sanskrit, it's called... Santana. Seriously, okay. The word for mental continuum in Sanskrit is Santana. Okay. Now you won't forget. So that will ripen your santana. And suwa tape jinab shupa mepar mignam kyoma. Suwa tape means ask for help. Okay, ask for help. Jinla shupa mepar mignam kyoma la sun krul che kyang. If you don't do these three things, so now we have the three things, okay? Collecting new good karma just before you meditate, cleaning out the old bad karma, and asking for help. Okay, those three things. If you don't do that before a Lamrim meditation session, or before trying to practice the Lamrim, Mignam Kyongwala Tsungkul Chekyang. You can try. The kul we talked about before, right? A couple of days ago. Kul means, you know, supposedly you can meditate. Okay? Kul gesundheit. Lebriot. How do you say in Spanish? Salud. Yeah. Zdarovi. Sum kul chang means, we had it a couple of days ago. Kul means, you can say you're practicing, but nothing's going to happen. Kul means you can say, I mean, you can try, but nothing's going to happen. Chekyan topa kyawala shindubul. It's going to be shindubul. Shindubul means slow-mo. It's going to be extremely slow. Okay? Progress will be very slow. So, this is kind of should have caught your interest now. A lot of us have been practicing for a long time. And we go through good periods, and then we go through lousy periods when it feels like nothing's happening. Like we're doing our meditation, we're doing our yoga, and it just doesn't feel like anything's happening. You know, there's no big progress. We don't feel these big breakthroughs that we had the first year that we were practicing, right? So then you have to pay attention to what he's going to say here. Okay. Dubujin. Gyumin na katsegla mitapar. If you want to ripen your santana, your mental stream, and if you don't want to go through a lot of hard, if you don't want it to be difficult, katsek means difficult, okay? It's an old word for difficult. If you want things to happen quickly, then there's something you have to do, okay? What's kyun? Kyun min du. Kyun means problem, okay? There's a joke in Tibet that kyun min du means no problem, you know? And the Tibetans in India, you know, they got to India and they learn, the Indians would, they'd say, can we get some rice today? And they'd say, no problem, sir. You know, and then the Tibetans would say, what's he saying? Oh, he's saying kyun min du. Okay. No problem means kyun min du. And then there came to be this joke that in India, when someone tells you there's no problem, there's a problem. Can I get to Delhi by 3 o'clock? Oh, no problem. You know? Mr. Smith was on the train platform in Mumbai with Mr. Raghu. Mr. Raghu was explaining to Mr. Smith that the trains are always late and not to be upset. The train was supposed to come at 3 o'clock. This is a true story. And at 3 o'clock, the train rolled into the station. And Mr. Smith said to Mr. Raghu, you know, you told me the trains were always late, but it's right on time. Oh, sir, this is yesterday's train. Okay. Anyway, so you won't forget kyun now. Kyun means no problem. Kyun means problem. Kyun mimba, when your problems are ripe, when you've lived with your problems long enough, okay, nak mimba. It's like a blister when it's old. Like, I don't know about you, did your parents ever tell you, don't pop the blister too early, let it sit for a while and it gets more and more, I don't know, mature or something. I don't know. They say don't pop a blister, just let it sit for a while, right? And then it will, underneath the skin will strengthen and then it will be, you won't get infected. So don't pop it for a while. If you don't relate to blisters, then you were never a teenager, maybe. And sat in high school, sit there with the a needle and the alcohol, trying to get all the zits popped before you went to school, you know. And you have to wait till they're ripe. If you pop them too early, they just get worse, right? So you use Clearasil until they're kind of puffy, and then you pop them. You see what I mean? Okay, I don't know. That's what I did in high school. I didn't think there'd ever be a day when I didn't have zits. But anyway, now I wish I had the zits and was 16. Okay. Anyway, it means wait until the blister is what do you call that? Ripe or something, okay? Before you pop it. Dun lawa means then it's easy to pop, okay? Dul means to pop a blister. Lawa means easy. Tabudang. Yinden mimba. And on the other hand, when you're trying to develop a good quality, shintok means a fruit of a tree, like apples or oranges are shintok. Minna, if it's ready, if the fruit is ready, rang shuki salatung, it will fall on the ground by itself. Okay? When the apple falls to the ground or the plum falls to the ground, it's totally ripe. It will tell you, I'm ripe, it will fall. Okay? Shing long chu de rung wa tabu yin. And then it's okay to eat it. Okay? Jatsang kamba chenbi kyang. What it means is you have to get your negativities to a point of a good zit to pop. And then you got to get your good qualities to the point of a totally ripe banana or something like that. Okay? And not try to eat it too soon. He'll explain more. Okay? Jatsang kamba chenbi kyang. Rancha la dambe chil. Ulga chulung la chaktang mendel sok sakchang labo che zepa na papa yapse nga shal shikte. Then he's going to tell a story about Jetsam Kapa. Okay? Jetsam Kapa in his lifetime did do a three-year retreat. He did do a long retreat with his students. And he had at the time hundreds of students. And he chose eight. He only let eight students go with him. If you look at the paintings in the painting book, there's a cute little painting of them in a koa. Koa means a coracle in English, which means a leather, a boat made of leather. You take a big yak hide and sew two or three of them together. And then you have a frame which is like bamboo. And this is how you cross a river in Tibet. Because Tibet at that time didn't have bridges. So it was very common to... And Tibet's full of rivers and creeks and streams because of the Himalayas. So if you're just walking 20 miles, you might have to cross five or six major rivers without bridges. So there'll be a guy, there'll be an old guy sitting there with a koa, you know, and he'll say $20, and you'll say 10, and then he'll say 18, and they can also carry horses and, you know. And you can carry, one man can carry them on his back. They're very interesting. Anyway, there's a nice picture of him crossing the Tsangche River to go to Ulga. Ulga is where he did his three-year retreat, his long retreat. Okay. Ulga Chulungdu, he went to Ulga. I'm not sure it was 3 years. It might have been a little shorter. Okay. But he did take off. In the middle of the height of his fame, he took off for a long retreat with eight of his students. Okay. Namdakye, the pure eight. He went to Ulga. And then you'll notice, I want you to draw your attention to something in the Tibetan. It's a Rang Chakla Dambe Chir. You got that, Ning? It's at the end of the second paragraph. Above that. Keep going up. Okay. Rang Chakla Dambe Chir means What's Damba in Kadamba? Dam means to instruct somebody. Rangchak means us guys. Like, yeah, but Rangchak La Damba means he was sending us a message. Okay? The idea is, oh, he was enlightened a zillion years ago. You know? It's not like he needed to do all this stuff. But he's just showing us what we should be doing. Okay? That's the idea. Rangchak La Damba means cheer. Cheer here means for the purpose of showing us what to do, but not because he needed to do it. Okay? Sometimes lamas do that. Rang Chakla Dampechir, in order to show us what to do, he went to Ulga, he did a long retreat, and he did chak and mandalas. Chak fellow, he just did like hundreds of prostrations. Okay? Ken Rinpoche, until he was quite old, did prostrations in the temple. And he had a special board, like a 10-foot board, and he would do the prostrations on there. And he had two sheepskin hand holder things, and he could slide better, and like that, okay? So he did a lot of prostrations, and mandal. He did a lot of mandala offerings, the long ones, 23 piles of stuff. And then that was for the purpose of collecting some good karma. Okay. Extra good karma. Before he did his retreat. You see what I mean? Going into his retreat, he did all these practices to collect some good karma. Because of that, because of those offerings and because of those prostrations, he had a vision. Okay, he had a vision. And he saw Pakpa Yapsinga. Pakpa means the Arya. Who would that be? Nagarjuna. He saw Nagarjuna. And his spiritual son, Aryadeva. Okay, he saw Arya Nagarjuna and his spiritual son, Aryadeva. Then there were three other guys in the vision. I can't remember. Chandakirti must have been there. Buddha Palita was there, and I think it was Vidya Kokila. Anyway, there were five great Indian masters he saw in a vision. Because he did the garden. That's garden activity. He did garden. He went to the garden. Garden means he did his prostrations, he did his mandal offerings. He tried to collect some good karma. And then he has this vision of the five great masters of emptiness in ancient India. Okay, it's in the book. It's in the art book. There's a nice, and I think Ori did a painting of it, right? Buddha Palita. Her son did an extraordinary painting. He did about five or six really extraordinary paintings for that book, Baroque style and big, like 10 feet big. And extraordinary paintings of what was going on. So he did that vision. Sikti den nangi sangye kyang ki deva pura palite gyape chin ki lape signang chungwa. Den nangi of the five great masters. Sangye kyang is a master who wrote a book about emptiness, okay? After Nagarjuna. And he wrote a book called Buddha Palita. The book is called Buddha Palita. The author's name is Sangye Kyang. The author's name translated into Sanskrit is Sangye is Buddha. Kyang Palita. Okay? The book is called the guy's name, okay? It's like calling Nick's commentary on emptiness Nick. Okay? Okay, got it? The book is called Buddha Palita. The Lama's name was Buddha Palita. Okay. Gyape. Those of you who care, okay, we got like 2 minutes, hang in there. I'm not trying to confuse you or overwhelm you, but you should know the history of things, okay? So Nagarjuna, the Buddha taught emptiness. It got corrupted after 700 years. Nagarjuna came and cleaned it up. Buddha Palita, then people started explaining Nagarjuna. Buddha Palita explained Nagarjuna. Then somebody criticized Buddha Palita and said he didn't do it correctly. That was Bhava Viveka. Then Chandrakirti came in the 7th century or something, 6th, 7th century, and he defended Buddha Palita against Bhava Viveka. They're both gone for a long time, right? Then that defense of somebody's explanation of Nagarjuna became the basis of all emptiness teachings in all traditions of Tibetan Buddhism. Okay, that's why it's important. Okay, anybody who studies emptiness in a Tibetan tradition is studying Chandrakirti, who was defending Buddha Palita. So Jetsun Kapa, because he was doing all these mandalas and stuff, he has a vision of Buddha Palita. He sees Buddha Palita's book written across the sky. That'd be nice in a movie too, I don't know. But he sees the words written across the sky. Okay. Shall seek day. Dinna sangi kyangi jabba buddha panita. Gyape chingi lape siknang. He saw it in the Sanskrit. Gyape means the. Gyagar ki pe means the Sanskrit, the original Sanskrit. And he got the blessing of that. And it's said that he saw emptiness directly shortly after that. Okay. What they're trying to say is that Jetsun Karpa himself saw emptiness directly by going to the garden. Okay? He went to the garden. See, it wasn't from the study so much. It was from these practices that we do to collect good karma before we meditate. Okay? That's pretty powerful. Okay. Then he saw emptiness. They say he saw emptiness directly. Okay. I'm going to stop there because we can pick up from there. There's a little bit more of that story here. Okay? Okay? All right. Okay?
I should go.
Is it, you going to do announcements? Yeah, I have to run. But there are a few announcements and stuff. So, you ready, Aisha?
Bhūkī jūshī neto tam Rīvā vīnshī indē gembhādi Sāṅgē shindhū mīntē uvāyī Dōkū namdā shīngvā shūpāśo Idam guru ratnam andalakam yeyatayami Dike wokun sunam yeshe soksokshin Sunam yeshe lechuwe dambakunito pasho.
Okay, thanks. I love to teach this, and I'm so grateful that somebody comes to listen. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You keep coming. We'll make it a deal.